Hello, everyone. How are you today? This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we're so glad you've joined us. It's always a joy to be on the air with you every Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock for our two-hour show, talking to you about the goodness of God in our lives. And what a wonderful, wonderful Lord we serve. It is a joy to be with you today. We're excited about what God's going to do. And it's always good. It's always good. So, Megan, are you with me on the line?
Yeah, hi there.
Hi, how are you? Just juggling a couple buttons here to get you on time. So,
well, juggle away. You did it just fine. I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, good. So glad you're joining us today, Megan. And then your mom, Betty, will be on pretty soon. And that's always good. You guys have been a valued part of the radio team, what, at least 2 years now, haven't you?
Yeah, I think 2 years as of what, just this month.
Is it? Okay.
I think so.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Yeah, what a blessing. What a blessing. And we just love sharing the Word of God every Sunday, don't we?
We do. It's actually a true blessing to be able to go to church and then come on the air and talk about life experiences with the Lord and drawing closer to Him through, you know, every season of our lives.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what it's all about, and growing in Him. You know, there's so much to learn as we walk with the Lord on a daily basis. You know, I love that old song. It's really old, in the garden. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy I feel as He tarries near, something like that. Oh, I love that. I just love that old song because He does walk and talk with us, doesn't He, on a daily basis, Megan?
He absolutely does, as long as we are willing to hear His voice and we surrender to hearing His voice.
Well, you know, that's a big key right there. Are we willing to hear His voice? You know, we've been in this series now for several weeks and titled My Sheep Hear My Voice, because Jesus said that. In John chapter 10, my sheep hear my voice. It's not a matter of my sheep will hear my voice if, you know, whatever. You know, He just says, my sheep hear my voice. So often I think that we listen to other people in our lives that say, those people who think they hear from God, that's crazy. You know, we were talking about this Friday night at our Bible study gathering, just how often people think that it's weird to hear from God, but it's not at all, is it, Meg?
No, it's not weird at all. It's like, it's a friend. It's a voice of a friend, a voice of a father, the voice of guidance.
Amen.
It's not weird. It's something that I long to hear every day.
Oh, amen.
And if I don't, it's like, uh-oh, I've strayed off the path. I'm back on the path.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot in the last few weeks about the hindrances to hearing from God. And one of those is that we don't make time to hear from God. Talk to me about that.
Well, that's absolutely true because, you know, here I'm a mom of one, but I know there are moms that have many more children than myself. But, you know, there are things in life that can get in the way. Your job, your finances, your marriage, friends. But that's where we need to learn to devote a specific amount of time to Him. And sometimes for me, when I can squeeze it in, is in the car when I'm driving somewhere.
It's just, me too. I love that.
You know, turn the music on and start praising him and start praying and just glorifying his name. And when we do those things, when we take those little blurbs of time, Pastor, it's amazing the difference that your day can make.
Because Yes.
It can turn a gloomy day into a sunny day if we just take a little bit of time out of our busy life.
But, you know, it's so cool that the Lord God Almighty, who we serve, gives us free will, and we have a choice whether or not we take time to get to know God and hear his voice, or whether we're one of those that just says, oh, I'm just too busy to do that. I don't have time to hear from God, you know?
I do, and I've been there in my life in the past, and it was not a good time for me, but I always knew that when I needed him, I could call on him, no matter, you know, how long it had been since I talked to him. He's still always right beside us. He never leaves.
Oh, absolutely. And yes.
That's something that people need to remember is, well, you know, just because you maybe forgot to take time out of your day yesterday to pray doesn't mean that you can't do it right now.
That's exactly right. And we just stop what we're doing. And, you know, a lot of times you are doing other things, driving down the road, you know, washing the dishes, you know, giving your child a bath or whatever the case may be. And you are praising God. And I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about me too. And because we live a life of being in tune with God during our day, don't we?
We do. And that's what I strive for. More so now than ever, because I want to be the woman that he wants me to be.
Oh, amen.
I don't want to be, you know, just walking through this life with blinders on. I want to be full of the Holy Spirit.
Woo.
And to do that, you got to pray. You got to worship him. You got to give him your time. You got to give him the time he deserves.
Oh, I so agree. I so agree. And we're going to have a great show today. We are talking about the reality of hearing from God on a daily basis at different times during our day. How do we do that? How do we put ourselves in a position to hear God's voice? What does God's voice sound like? What are the benefits that come from really making an effort to hear from God? We've got a whole lot to talk about today, and your mama Betty is going to join us here in a little while also. As I was praying about the songs for this show today, Megan, the song Thrive came to me from Casting Crowns.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I wrote down a few of the words, and we're going to hear them in just a minute. We were made to thrive. We were made for so much more than ordinary lives. Whoa, you know, and it's time for us to move into this, not just survive, but to thrive. You know, that's just critical in our lives. Do you want to comment on that before we put this song on?
Absolutely. Those are words of wisdom.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can live an ordinary life, or you can choose to be different and stand outside the box and be a spirit-filled Christian,
right?
And be out in public and be of great joy and let it be seen through you that you don't just live a normal day-to-day humdrum life. You live the life of a child of God. And I tell you what, there's nothing greater. And whoever listens today, I just pray right now that they hear something that pulls on their heartstrings and draws them closer to the Lord.
Oh, absolutely.
So that they can thrive.
Absolutely. That is what it is all about. Oh, that's just that's it right there. So let's go to Casting Crowns, and the song is Thrive. Listen to the words very carefully.
Many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood.
desire, just to know. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
song. We were made to thrive. Woo! Hallelujah. That is just amazing, isn't it, Megan? Woo! Are you there? There you are. Okay, go ahead, Meg.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yes.
My favorite words were where it said joy unspeakable, faith unthinkable, and love unstoppable.
Yeah, I didn't write those down, but I was thinking that again, so let's say those again. I wanted to make a point of those. Those are great things right there. Say it again.
It's joy unspeakable, faith unthinkable, and love unstoppable.
Woo! Wow.
I love that because that is so true. Because all of those things, if you draw close to the Lord, are relentless. They never go away.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like in my life, I've been through a season recently where we had a death in the family of my son, and I still can't believe, looking back on that, the joy that comes through when we look at the pictures that were taken during that time and remembering the memories of what took place.
Right.
It's absolutely amazing. It's just as it says, joy unspeakable. You can't put words to it because it was just such an amazing, anointment of joy that he gave us and still is doing that
and still
on a daily basis.
And it's because we choose to rely on the blessings of God during these difficult times. We choose to let the Comforter comfort us. And the faith rises in us that we can get up tomorrow and face another day, even after a tremendous loss, right?
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you what, it took everything within me to basically have blind faith, because that really is kind of how I felt, because you don't really, you know, you can't see God, and only thing we know of is the Bible, the words of wisdom and the truth that he speaks. But it's going blind into a season, but you have to learn to rely on him, because he is the only person that's going to carry you through any season in your life, no matter what you're going through.
Amen.
If you just have faith in him, Pastor.
Oh, absolutely, which takes us to John 14, verse 15, before I bring your mother in here. Jesus said these words, "If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and he'll provide you another friend." I love that. God has promised to give us a friend. And when we're going through difficult times, dear listeners, we need this friend. We need this friend all the time, good or bad. And that word in the Greek is parakletos, and it means the one that's called alongside to help. And he's our comforter, our counselor, our helper, our intercessor, our strengthener, our standby. Well, that's what that word friend means there. It's all of that. And Megan, I know that you and Ben and your mom, Betty, who's going to comment here in a minute, and your dad, Joe, and the rest of the whole family had to draw on the strength and the comfort that the friend, the Holy Spirit, brought to you during the time of the few hours that Grayson was alive, and then following his departure to go be with Jesus. You had to draw on all of that, didn't you?
I did, because it was the only way that I was going to survive originally,
right,
was through him. Otherwise, I would be in an ordinary position, grieving just constantly, instead of thriving and being joyful. I'm still grieving, yes, but it's there's a different perspective on it.
Yes.
When you have a friend like you do in Jesus.
And it reminds us of Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That doesn't mean we always like all things. It just means that God's going to bring some good out of whatever has happened. Mama Betty, are you there? Grandma Betty, Mimi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. How y'all?
Yeah, you're a little froggy, aren't you, today?
Yeah. Yeah, you can call me Manny.
Really?
I sound like a man.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
I'd rather call you froggy,
better,
frankly.
It's better than it was, so.
I'd rather call you froggy.
You can call me froggy then.
Yeah,
fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but isn't this
right,
so true that the Holy Spirit, our friend, strengthens us, comforts us. He's our standby. He's right there helping us through the aspects in our lives that are difficult, painful, and joyful times too. Go ahead.
Most definitely.
Go ahead, Betty.
He's the Spirit of Truth.
Woo! Amen.
And the most important thing is, I always saw the Holy Spirit when ministering to children is having a big down comforter on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And when the Holy Spirit lifts us up and he's there for us at all times because he wants us to thrive, is that if we fall, we never really hit the ground. We fall back into this downfield comforter.
I like that.
And then that downfield comforter surrounds us.
Oh, yes.
And it keeps us it keeps us from the hurt that the world could really hit us with.
It's a cushion.
And that's what a friend does. It's a cushion. It's someone that we can depend on.
Amen.
And he's probably better than any friend that we have here on earth.
You know,
because he is always there. He's ever present. And he loves us more than anybody else can and does.
He does, and he wants to speak to us, and that's been the series that we've been doing for the last several weeks. God wants to talk to you, my friend, out there in Radio Land. God wants a relationship with you. Some of you are saying, well, you know, I don't go to church much, and I don't know that much about God. people, it starts with relationship, a relationship with you and your Heavenly Father. You know, so important. I love what this says in John 14. I'm about verse 17. It says, but you know him already. That's the Holy Spirit, because he's been staying with you and will even be in you. And I love that phrase. He's with you and he's in you. It's not just that he's with you, because sometimes people think, well, maybe he's busy and he's over helping somebody else and doesn't have time for me. This is so cool about John 14, verse 17. He's not just with you, my friend. He is in you. Woo, Megan, talk to us about that.
Mm. Oh, praise God, because, you know, when he's not only when he's with you, but it's a big thing and a big difference when he's in you.
Oh, it is.
When he's in you, then you have a different type of wisdom about
you. Yes,
people.
Yes, you do.
You have a different discernment, and it allows you to most likely, and definitely for myself, make different decisions than you would if you didn't realize he was there.
Yes.
And, you know, that's, as humans, I mean, we need to draw closer to him, because he is just as the same image as God as we are, but he is the omnipotent one, and he's always there. It's just sometimes it takes some of us some time to realize that, you know, it's just like in a friendship with people. It takes time to build that relationship, and
it
that's
does.
Something that we have to realize. It's not going to be something that, you know, that you're just going to snap your finger and he's going to be there, but he is, but in a way, it's a mutual relationship, because if you don't talk to him, if you don't show him that you love him, and, you know, it's a vice versa kind of thing. It's not just one-sided. We have to be of a giving nature, too, to him, to praise him and worship him and pray to him.
Amen.
And show him that we want to give him the time of day, some time out of our day, and learn his ways and learn his wisdom.
Ooh, learn his ways. Absolutely. Look at verse 21 with John 14. This is a perfect segue into this verse. The person who knows, this is the words of Jesus here, John 14, 21. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him. And listen to this last phrase, Betty, I'm going to go to you for a comment here. And make myself plain to him. Make myself, this is in the Message Bible, make myself plain to him. If we love him, and as he loves us, as we reach out in love to him, he shows himself to us. He shows us how he works in our lives. He shows us how a painful thing like losing a son can be turned into so much joy and peace and comfort. Talk to us, Betty. He makes himself plain to us.
Well, I think that Grayson's passing was probably an example of how God makes himself known.
Right.
Is that when you have, I've never lost anyone as close as a son.
Right.
I have a daughter, which I'm talking to her right now.
Right. That's
that
Megan on the air.
That's Megan, that's right. And it made it so apparent that his presence was there.
Yes.
Because Megan had strength.
Yes.
Ben had strength. And we actually, as grandparents, as Mimi and Papa, we drew our strength from Megan.
Yes.
And you say, well, that sounds kind of weird. No, it doesn't, because the Holy Spirit was so present.
Right.
During those hours that, you know, he says he will never leave us.
Amen.
Nor forsake us.
And he won't.
And this was, he will not. And we had so many people say, why isn't she grieving? Why isn't, and I'm talking about Megan, if she doesn't mind me using her as an example, why doesn't she cry?
Right.
You know, why isn't she curled up in a corner grieving?
Yes.
And we actually had a relative ask that, and I said, it's because of the Lord.
Right.
It's because his presence is so permeated the hospital. he permeated the celebration. So that tells you right there that though, even though it was like 3 months or 4 months later, that he was still there.
Oh, amen.
His presence was still felt. Even
yes.
Today, when we talk about Grayson, we talk about what God has done, is that people still look at us like, what is wrong with you? You know,
right.
We just lost a grandson.
They don't understand.
We had this Friday night. We went to a gathering at in Lafayette, and people, you know, when we talked about Grayson, Joe and I both had a smile on our face.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, we understand. And it's like, no, you don't. You
right.
don't understand the significance of what the Holy Spirit, when he's with you, he's
amen.
With you now and forever.
Woo! Amen and amen. If you're out there, if you have a piece of paper or pen, it's going to help you to take a few notes today, because we are going to give you some significant reasons why you need to cultivate your relationship with Almighty God, and this is one of them. Let's go back to what we started with, and that is John 14, verse 17. Because the Lord God Almighty is in you and with you if you know him as your personal Lord and Savior. If you know Jesus as your Savior, he is with you and he's in you. And that was the first point that we made. And now we're coming down to this point. The second point was in verse 21, and he wants to make himself plain to you. He wants you to know him, and he wants you to understand that he's talking to you. He wants to become plain to you. He wants to become visible to you in the way that you can understand, oh, that's God's voice, okay? The third one is what we just talked about here, and I love this. We've got to realize that when we don't have a relationship with God and think that God wants to talk to us, we're kind of sightless. We can't see. We can't see how God can turn some situation like we were just talking about around and turn it around for your good. We can't see it. And it's based on, if you look at verse 23 of John 14, it's based on loving God. And saying, God, I love you. I want to hear from you. So that's the third point. I want to hear from you. Megan, maybe you can jot these down, or Betty, because I'm engineering and talking at the same time. And this is just coming right now as the Holy Spirit is leading us. And the third one is that as we fall in love with him, we realize that he wants to talk to us, that he wants to have a deep relationship with us. If you take a young couple that's falling in love, or an older couple that's falling in love, it doesn't matter. As they begin to realize that love, they begin to see each other in a different light. They realize, wow, this person gets me. This person's in tune with me. I love this person. And as they realize that, they begin to realize they want more communication with that person. They want to get to know them better. They want to hear what they have to say to them. Okay, now, Betty, comment on that. That was point three, because as we do that, as we really let love be our guide, we want to hear from God. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Oh, yeah, it's just like you can't get enough. There's such a pulling,
right.
A longing
yes.
for that love.
Oh, yes.
That you just want more. You're almost like a sponge.
Yeah.
And you want to absorb just as much time with him as you possibly can,
mm-hmm.
because you felt him in this situation. And then you walk along and it's like, okay, where are you now?
Right.
And it's like, I've never left you. I've
right.
been right here.
Yes.
And then you see yourself going from season to season,
mm-hmm.
from situation to situation.
Right.
So that's where when we fall in love with the Lord,
mm-hmm.
it's forever.
Oh.
Now, you know, we may leave him, but, you know, he's right where we left him.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just like falling in love forever. That's the way I look at it.
It is. And Friday night at our gathering, which is now our one service a week for Beacon of Hope instead of Sunday morning and Wednesday night, we now have Friday night gathering. Starts at 6:30. I'll tell you more about that in a little while. You're welcome, everyone. But we close the service with that old song. Betty, you and I and Megan, we've sung this for years. I keep falling in love with you. over and over and over and over again. Over. Right? And then it you know, and then it goes to the part in the song where it says, and each day gets sweeter and sweeter than the day before, you know? Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with you over and over and over and over again. And it does, as you walk this walk with the Lord, it's so wonderful to hear his voice and to have him teach you how better to behave, let's say, or an attitude adjustment, or, you know, he speaks to you, you know, you need to have some gratitude here, or whatever it is he's trying to communicate to us. Megan, talk to me about this, because he gets involved with our attitudes. He gets involved with our relationships with other people, doesn't he?
He does. And I have to bring this up. Ben may be listening. He may get mad at me, but.
Okay, then.
You know, when you're married, there are differences, vast differences between men and women.
Sure.
And sometimes it can be extremely frustrating when you don't understand, or even a friend, you don't understand why they act the way they do, or why they react or say the things that they do. And it's like when I was having that problem trying to understand Ben, I pray and I said, Lord, please, you know, guide me and help me understand what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And on my way to church last weekend, I hear that voice. It was, love him like you love me.
Right.
And that's all you need.
Woo!
And so that can be true for any relationship that you're in, a friend,
Amen.
Your husband, your wife, it doesn't matter. Just remember that one simple thing, just like he loves us, we should love other people the same way.
And it is, everything is based on love. And we quote this verse a lot around here at on Living the Good Life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For Jesus said, but I came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, Jesus, might be saved. Betty, talk to me about this, God's great love for us and why he wants to talk to us.
Well, I think that, you know, he's our commander in chief.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be, it's almost like a saying, he wants us to be all that we can be.
Yes.
He wants us to follow him. He wants us to follow his teaching.
Right.
Follow his word. Because sometimes the world doesn't understand us. They didn't really understand, you know, when he walked the earth, when his disciples, that, you know, people didn't understand.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't get it very well.
Mm-hmm. Just didn't.
Yeah.
No. And the world doesn't get us. But once you feel that connection, once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then you receive the friend, the Spirit,
Amen.
The truth, the Counselor,
the Holy Spirit.
It changes everything. The Holy Spirit changes everything. I mean, you have a greater outlook on life. Life doesn't seem to be such a drudgery. It doesn't seem to be so mundane.
Right.
Because
it becomes exciting. Doesn't it?
Yes,
it becomes exciting because you don't know what's going to happen next and what opportunity is going to await me today when I wake up and get out of bed. What's going to happen today? Where am I going to have a chance to minister to someone, right?
Exactly. And it's an opportunity that he gives to all of us.
Yes.
It's just not 144,000. It's all of us. And it's including the person who's listening to this radio broadcast today.
Right.
That, you know, Jesus loved you enough to spread his arms and die.
Oh, yes.
And the Father gave his son so that we could have life.
Right.
And, you know, it's still, when I see, it still brings me to tears when I think about the crucifixion because of the love that hung on that tree.
It's all based
it's
on
more,
that. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's all that's where our love comes from.
Yes.
It's from the heart of the Lord, and we've got to love people like love them like Jesus. And it's sometimes it's hard to do when they mistreat us or they do things that are not quite up to our expectations. But God's love oversees any of those expectations.
Oh, amen.
And he's just so ever present. all we have to do is listen.
Amen. Amen. And because he loves us so much, then he really does somehow, in his wonderful power and wisdom, turn situations that would seem so horribly hard to bear into some kind of a joy, into a peace. And with that, let's look at verse 25 of John 14. And this is point number four. Why should you learn to hear from God? Here it is. Jesus said these words in John 14, 25 to 27. I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. He said this when he was on this earth. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. We made that point earlier. God wants to make things plain to you. He wants to really explain himself. He wants to teach you about his glory, his goodness, all of it. And then this verse goes on. He will remind you of all the things I've told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Here's what Jesus wants to give us. Peace. I don't leave you the way you've been used to being left, feeling abandoned and bereft. So don't be upset and don't be distraught. It is all of, number four is one of the reasons why, and probably one of the greatest reasons that you should learn to really hear from God, is because you will find more peace than you've ever known in your life. Talk to me about that, Megan.
Oh, my. Well, I have to give an example so that maybe people can understand God's true nature. When I came home from the hospital after Grayson passed away, the human side of me hit.
Sure.
And I knew that it would. That's part of grieving. And I could feel myself kind of wanting to slip away and to pull away. And I was laying on the couch, and pardon me if I get emotional.
It's okay.
And my dad looked at me, and he stopped, and he said, "Are you okay?" Because he saw it. And I said, "No, I'm not okay." I said, "I don't know what to do with myself."
Right.
And I know this was the Holy Spirit, because my dad looked at me, and he said, "Get up. Get up off the couch." And he goes, "Come here." And he held me in his arms, and he goes, "Yes, you do know what to do with yourself."
Praise
and he
God.
Didn't have to say anything else, because I knew exactly what I had to do. I had to stop wallowing in my self-pity.
Yes.
That I didn't get what I wanted.
Right.
That there was a greater plan.
Right.
And that I had to draw back closer to God than ever before.
Ooh, yes.
And ever since those words, I thirst for him. I thirst for his love.
Amen.
Because that is the only thing that's going to carry me through until the day that I die. That's
praise
all I got.
God. And you have a peace now.
Amen.
Even having lost your baby just a few months back in April, there is a peace that passes all understanding, right?
Exactly right. Amen.
Woo! It says in Philippians, that peace will guard your heart and your mind. You know, and so what better reason? I mean, there's four of them here we just gave you, but what better reason than to walk in peace that passes all understanding, where you may not understand why this has happened to you or why Grayson is not still alive and with us and perfectly healed. He is perfectly healed, but he's in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. He just beat us up there, Megan.
Right,
you know,
that's what I always say.
I can't wait to meet that guy. But you know, when we realize that no matter how hard life is, I don't know who this is for today. Maybe it's for all three of us and then all the others that are listening. But we all need to hear that no matter how difficult our lives are, how stressed we are on days, how anxious we might be, or how worried we might be, or how afraid we might be, God is always there, dear listeners. He never, ever leaves you. His peace is abundant. This is a reason to get close to God. It says in James chapter 4, 7 and 8, draw close to God and he will draw close to you. And Megan, when your dad said, "Come over here," and you sat down on his lap and he put his arms around you, wow, what a beautiful picture of God doing that with us, don't you think, dear?
Amen. Definitely, because that's not the first time that I have felt, like Mom said, the down comforter, that it feels like that you're cuddled up next to, because
right.
It's such a comforting feeling to have your Creator holding you when you're struggling.
Yes.
Because he knows what it's like to hurt. Jesus was here and he hurt.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for him to be able to relate to us on that level makes it that much more personable. It makes it that much more plain.
It does.
And, you know, that's what that scripture that you, I think up in 21, in 14, it was talking about, you know, that he wants to make himself plain to you, and
yes.
he does. He's not a mystery.
No.
It's not like you have to, you know, go out and find clues. They're actually right in front of your face. You just have to reach out to find them.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, I'll tell you. We have walked with the Lord a long time, Betty, you and I, and Megan. In fact, your family was a part of the church I pastored in Indiana back in the late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, we've known the Lord. And I can tell you, Betty, that each day does get sweeter. We get closer. We have more revelation, don't we? And we know him better now than we did in the late 80s, don't you think? Are you there, Betty?
No, I think he's taking
okay.
us into Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think he's taken us as we gain wisdom, that he takes us into different dimensions
yes.
of his love and his
he
peace.
He does. Yes.
And I think that, you know, the peace that he gives is different than what the world gives.
Right.
And if you think you find peace in drugs and alcohol or pornography or whatever, that's not the peace that
right.
we're talking about. We're talking about the peace that passes all understanding, and it's a gift. I've always viewed it as a gift, because at some point in my life I don't feel like I deserve it.
Yeah.
But I've been redeemed.
Amen.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and he gives me that peace so that I can walk in victory.
Mm-hmm.
He gives me a peace that passes all understanding for any situation that the world throws at me,
right.
whether it be sickness, financial difficulties, marital difficulties, job-related issues. His peace does pass all of our understanding, and that's how he makes it so plain to us.
Yes.
I mean, it's as plain as you know, day and night.
You're right.
Is that if to know his peace, you are at peace.
Ooh, amen.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Mm. This couldn't be a better segue into this song that I felt led to do today. Show Me Your Ways by the group Hillsong. Listen to it. Listen to these words very carefully.
What if I told you? What would you say? Would you stand by me? Would you walk away? What if my walls came down and you saw everything? All of my weakness, all of my scars, all that I've hidden deep in my heart for so long, and I'm scared to set it free. Show me a light. But it's hard to feel it here in the storm, torn between who I've been and who I wanna be. Oh, Jesus, I need you to be hope in the darkness, reaching for me out of this doubt. Lord, help me to believe. Show me.
can love even me. Show me a life that's broken, can't be redeemed. Show me that you can handle my honesty. And help me to know you'll never let go, your love won't ever leave. Show me that grace was made for people like me.
Wow, that was not Show Me Your Ways, right, everybody? That was People Like Me by the group Mike's Chair. I was looking at the wrong line, but that's all right. And what a wonderful song, and the words were perfect, weren't they, Betty? Woo! Are you there?
I mean, that's what is so cool. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. You're doing okay. Fine, Froggy.
Come on, Froggy Mimi.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, if your throat gets to hurt and just... Yeah, go ahead. It was not Show Me Your Ways, right? It was... Go ahead.
No, but you know, even through all of this is that God shows us his love.
Right.
And he wants us to there's a song, too, that I love to list. Show me your eyes so I can see.
Yes.
Show me your heart so I can feel. And I sing that quite a bit because, and then I think about, do I really want to see what he sees? Do I really want to feel what he feels?
Yeah.
And it makes me, sometimes I see, it's just like when we traveled this weekend, if I saw so many people that need God.
Right.
That they need him so bad that they try to find, you know, the peace that he gives,
right.
Not what the world gives, is what
right.
We talked about just a second ago, is that they try to find it in alcohol, and then they feel like that they're happy. But then when they leave that particular situation, that peace leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't continue to follow them like God's peace does.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, show us, Lord. Show me, Lord. And that's what the world needs, is the world needs the Lord. And that's what he's trying to tell all of us who already know him, is show people my love.
Amen.
Let my love be seen through you.
Yes.
Let my peace be seen through you. And they can't see it when we're arguing.
Right.
They can't see it when we're mean. They don't see that side of the Lord. Or in church, they may see it, and then we walk outside of those walls and we become somebody else.
Right.
To know God is to know his peace.
Amen.
And it's, Pastor and Megan, it is so prevalent today how much that people need God and how much they need his peace and his love today. And that's all I have to say about
that. Well, you know, that's the good news, don't you think, of the gospel, that God loves us so much and that he wants to make his presence known to us and guide us and help us. I want us to go to Psalm 31. It's been on my heart. It's a psalm that David wrote, and David knew God. In fact, God said about David, he's a man after my own heart. David was not a perfect man. David was a sinner, just like all of us. David actually committed murder. David was an adulterer, but David loved God, and he knew how to run to God when he was in a mess, and he knew how to hear God's voice. Psalm 31:1 in the Message Bible, these are the words of David. I want to talk to him when I get to heaven, by the way. I run to you, God. I run for dear life. Don't let me down. Take me seriously this time. Get down on my level and listen. And please, no procrastination. Well, don't we love to say that to God? Come on, God, answer quickly here. I love it. Even David said, God, don't procrastinate here. You know, listen to me. I love the next line in verse 2 of Psalm 31. Your granite cave is a hiding place. Your high cliff area, place of safety. Verse 3 of Psalm 31. If you're just now joining us, You're my cave to hide in, my cliff to climb. Be my safe leader and be my true mountain guide. I want to concentrate on leader and guide. And some of you know, you've been listening to these shows, you know that I've been hanging out in Psalm 23 now for several weeks and months. Betty and Megan, you know that. We have talked about that a lot. It's become my six or seven, I think it's only six verses, that are just have come alive to me in a fresh new way. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That's his guidance. He directs me to those green pastures. He leads me. There's that leading again. Beside quiet waters, he restores my soul and guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And our soul level is our mind, our emotions, our will. And there's times when we are just in the pit, when we've had something tragic happen, or when life is just piled in on us and we feel overwhelmed. And guys, here's another reason. This is reason number five today. You need God to lead you and guide you on a daily basis and get you to that place of quiet waters and green pastures where you can rest in him. Whoa, talk to me, Megan.
Well, you know, I have to bring this up because I think that it comes into play about putting the Lord first where he deserves to be is letting him be our natural leader, because so many of us have other idols in our life, and anything is an idol if you put it before God.
Right,
so
absolutely.
If you put your money before God, then you're making him sad.
Right.
And you know, if you put alcoholism before him, you're making him sad. You know, here, just like David, we're just ordinary people here on earth. I am no one special. But I am special in the eyes of the Lord.
Right.
And that's what we have to realize, is there is nothing at all on the face of this planet that's going to complete our souls. It's going to complete our spirits. It's going to complete and give us some sheer utter peace to get through no matter what we're going through. And that's the love of God.
Amen.
It's such a powerful thing. You can't even put words on it, but the feeling that you get when you know how much he loves you,
right?
It will knock you off of your feet.
Yes.
It's beautiful. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done. And you can be that person, well, I'm different and I'm weird and, you know, nobody likes me. Well, there is somebody that loves you.
Amen.
And that's God.
Woo.
And get out of your pity party, people, because the only way that we're going to make it out of this world and continue to live eternally is through him. That's
Amen.
The only way out of here, and it's the only way out of your circumstances,
Amen.
No matter what they are. We could list hundreds of things, but that's the only thing that's going to pull you out of your circumstance is his wisdom, his peace, and his love, and his leadership.
Amen, and he wants to lead us. He wants to speak to us with that inner nudging. You know, sometimes you don't hear, usually you don't hear a big booming voice. Sometimes you'll hear just a nudging on the inside that you just know you're supposed to do something, you know, or God's kind of leading you to do this. One of those things was for me this past Monday morning. I usually just jump right in. Well, I spend some time in the Word, but then I jump right into my real estate duties. And I had a lot to do last Monday morning. And I was just getting ready to start scanning, faxing, all the stuff that I do. And I felt this nudging down on the inside to sit down and write, and I sent it to you, Betty, and to Megan, those healing scriptures, just to go through and just write all these healing scriptures and put them on a handout and pass them out Friday night, which I did. But what is interesting is that nudging, I did not hear God say, sit down to the computer right now and do this. I just knew. You know what I'm saying? And then that afternoon I had a mammogram. And that afternoon, I was called back, the next day, for ultrasound, et cetera, and further evaluations. And so I immediately remembered how all those days I was preparing in my heart didn't know that I would be needing those very scriptures. And when I was sitting in the ultrasound room and waiting between two sets of pictures and all of that stuff, I had that paper with me. And I was sitting there looking at it, meditating on it, and feeling God's peace. And I knew, I'm going to be okay. And what they found, we are believing, is going to dissolve in the next 6 months. And we believe Amen. That I am the healed one. And I'm just saying all yeah. that as an example to say, Amen. God, by his nudging, by his kind of leading, like we're talking about right here, guiding you. You don't necessarily have to hear a voice. Betty, talk to me about all that.
Well, I think it comes to each of us, what the song was saying about, it comes to us plain. Or you said that it was in your idea of number four of, you know, more communication. He wants to make things plain to us.
Yes.
And he does it so that we understand it. It could be like you may be reading the word. You may be listening to the word. And
right.
all of a sudden, you know, you may have heard that scripture seven or eight, maybe thousands of times, but it never really popped up and made you think, wow, I've read this before, but it really applies to me.
Yes.
In this particular situation.
Right.
And the neat part about it is that it can be through a dream. Because it does say in the word that, you know, some
sure.
our young men will dream dreams and
right.
so forth. And he comes to us in a way so that we understand that it is so plain that it's like, oh, Lord, that is you. Me, you know, it comes in various situations.
Right.
Most of the time is it can be through music, through
yes.
through a song that I listen to or whatever. But most of mine is, you know, I hear, you know, Betty Lou.
Right.
And then I know, and it's, again, it's not a burning bush. It's not anything that anyone else can hear. But I know that I've probably maxed out my time of not listening to it's time to sit down and listen. Because I do a lot of talking.
Right.
And it is. It's one of those things where it becomes so plain.
Yes, it does.
You know it's him. And you know, it because the spirit that lives in us. So sweet and so kind and so loving that it's not going to knock you, you know, he's not going to knock you into a wall because he doesn't do that. You might surrender on the floor on your knees at that point in time because he wants to talk to you and he is trying to get your attention. And sometimes surrender moments are not easy because you have to give up a part of you that wants to keep control. But that's where the leader or the trail guide comes in of taking us by the hand and saying, okay, you've been in this woods
yeah.
way too long.
Time
You're
to
on
move.
The wrong trail. Follow my leading. It's time to move. It's time to expand. It's time to get out of your comfort zone. It's time to follow me. For the first time in your life, I want you to follow me and watch how well. And you go out into this clearing. And you see for yourself, it's like, and you turn around and you think, where was I during all this time?
Right.
It's then that he carried you.
Woo! Amen. Amen. We're going to go on with this discussion as we go into our new hour here, 4 o'clock in just a moment, Tampa time. If you're joining us for the first time listening to this broadcast, we're a ministry in Clearwater, Florida, but it's global. You can find out all about us by going to our website. This is our 13th year as a ministry, www.bohmglobal.com. www.bohmglobal.com is our website. Actually getting ready to start our 14th year next week, 8 years on the radio. And so we're glad you have joined us today. Our discussion and what we've been talking about here for the last few weeks is hearing from God accurately, knowing God's voice, and that's what it's all about. If you are in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to our Friday night gathering. Happens every Friday night at the Ramada Inn on Almerton Road, 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. 6:30 is when we begin. We're out of there a little after 8:30, just as the Holy Spirit leads. Wonderful time, praise and worship, teaching the word, interactive Bible study, prayer for your needs. And that's what it's all about. So we're glad you've joined us. Station ID.